Just fucking go, because I got some stuff to say.
Ready?
Welcome to the Thunderdome.
What the hell is Dad Bod Outdoors?
The ones that drink a lot.
I'm a bad hunter.
Looking for free.
Help is on the way!
Sound of a beer opening.
Or Jack Daniels Coke.
Our Jack Daniels Old Number 7 mixed with Coca-Cola. That's 7% alcohol.
I know.
Shit.
Yeah.
I bet that's spendy though. I bet that. Nah, you wanna fucking...
What do you have to say about Jack Daniels mixed with Coke?
Do you like it?
Is it delicious?
That's what I thought. I'll turn it to you when I have a question, okay? Deal? Lila's here tonight.
Oh, the only one that showed up. Not by choice.
Not by choice. She had to deal with Charlotte. How was that?
Terrible.
Welcome to my every night, dude. We have... What are we? Smack dab in the middle of turkey season.
She's a terrible tickler.
Yeah, she's
she scratches when she tickles.
Tickles your back? Yeah. Charlotte's not too gentle. She's a second born, if anybody knows. I think it's 7 weeks, right?
Yeah,
something like and that. We're in the tomorrow. Wednesday, because it's Tuesday.
Tomorrow
is the start of the third week, which, no, don't do that. Matt, the guy we hunt with, or the land that we hunt at, he'll be going back up this weekend. He's still trying to get it done with the bow. His brother Tony is bringing his oldest up.
Cool.
I think they're going to sit on the food pot.
Cool.
And, should see if they want to use some decoys. Because they were... So it's every time we throw it like a Jake decoy up there, those birds, Jakes or whatever. Well, previous years before this year, it was Jakes. Well, I guess previous years and the first morning, Jakes are just glued to those Jake decoys and they beat the hell out of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it was first Friday afternoon and Saturday morning was when it was gobblers. Don't do that. Gobblers came in and went after the Jake decoys too.
Hmm.
So I think I had the strutter out, and then when Josh shot his, he had the it was a 3/4 strut DSD Jake, and he shot it. He literally shot it right off.
I saw the video.
You saw the video. I have it saved. Stop touching stuff. He literally shot it off the back of the DSD.
Three-quarter
strut.
Jake. Yeah,
because it. After he shot it, that Jake spun around probably 20 times.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. But, yeah, he was pretty jacked about that. I have his fan, beard and feet. I'm going to do a mount like I did in the podcast room. And then once the fans are good and preserved, I'm going to take my fan from the Tom this year and put it up behind the first fan that I got.
Mm-hmm.
The friggin's... When we were down in the podcast room the other day, the spurs on my first bird, those are nice spurs. Oh, I don't think we talked about it on here. Or I don't think we talked about it when we were doing the turkey camp podcast. But it was, so Josh, he shot, I think it's two and a half year old bird, 2 year old bird. Because his had about six inch beard.
Mm-hmm.
And it had some decent spurs on it. They were probably 1/2 to 3/4 inch. But the spurs on his were sharp.
Mm.
But they weren't to a point. They were like to a flat point, like a flathead screwdriver point.
Mm.
And then the toenails on his turkey feet, they weren't wore down whatsoever. And the toenails on mine were like they were scratching, either out on the gravel road or in the fields or whatever. Hmm. But they were definitely shorter. The toenails were shorter, and the spur was worn down a little bit more than Josh's was.
Weird.
It was.
It's cool. I don't want to say weird, but
it was interesting. Different. Yeah, but we're. Knock on wood, kind of starting to figure that property out. You know, it takes a few years to figure it out where the Highline, we've shot birds on the Highline, which is this huge power lines running through, and it's a clear cut all the way through, and it's from the creek to the road is probably 1,000 yards. Because they said from hilltop to hilltop is 600 yards, so I'd say it's at least 1,000 yards. And then the food plot and the property's set up really cool.
Split up.
And we don't hunt 3/4 of it.
Yeah. And then right kind of in the middle of it too is his uncle's property that we can't hunt.
Well, like, so in that middle, so like from where Josh's stand is on that field, on the edge of that field to where the food plot is.
Yeah, we don't touch that.
I mean, that's half.
Yeah.
And that runs through the entire center of the property, because the property is set up like a big rectangle.
I think we're just barely scratching the surface.
Yeah, which is sweet.
Like, we're just going to where we saw some birds at one point in time,
or where the trail cam.
Yeah,
you know where he sends us on the trail cam. It's super interesting. It's fun because the property's set up like a rectangle. And the hell was that?
You need to go to bed soon. I'm gonna go up and tend to Charlotte.
Yeah, it's bedtime.
Got buddy. It.
I'll watch Modern Family.
You're going to go watch Modern Family?
No.
Here, just stay.
It's time to go to bed. Just stay down here
until
I'm ready to get you.
All right.
Yeah, put those back on.
All right.
All right, you're good.
So the property's set up like in a rectangle. It's 3 80-acre parcels, basically. And at the bottom, there's really no southern border on the south. On the west, it's a creek that runs the whole way, and that's on the east. It's a gravel road. Yeah. On the north, it's the High Line. On the south bottom, south is really nothing. What are you touching me for? But in the middle section that runs basically the whole way is swamp, and that's where Josh's bird came out of. Because we heard gobbling up on the ridge where I heard mine the first morning. And the freaking bird came out from the left of us like 15 yards. And he didn't gobble. He was probably 20 yards back left of us, and he gobbled and scared the hell out of both of us. And then he came walking out on the trail, ducked the fence. So that kind of threw that whole deal out of the window where they don't like to cross fences. Yeah. He ducked that fence, had no problem. He took like 3 steps and he strutted the 20 yards out to the decoys and hopped up on the decoy, and that's where Josh took him out.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
That was pretty cool.
It is cool that you guys got a lot of interaction with birds that weekend.
That was definitely different. And it's not like it was a calendar thing either, because Saturday night I looked at my Snapchat, history or memories. Yeah. And that's when we got up to the year before when we had 6 inches of snow. we were driving out there setting up blinds
and blind.
Yeah, stuff like that. What's up, dude? Rick will be in next week.
Yeah.
On
do I even get to talk?
Yeah, hold on. On Monday, Rick shot a really nice tom. His first one, he'll come in next week and talk about that. All right, Lila. Put that down. Don't do that. What is your favorite thing about fishing in the summertime?
There you go. What do you like fishing?
What do you like fishing for?
Sunfish?
Yeah.
How many sunfish have you caught?
I don't know.
A ton.
A lot? What kind of pole do you use?
What's on your fishing pole?
Who is on your fishing pole?
Elsa.
I was going to say, I'm guessing Elsa. You have an Elsa fishing pole?
Yeah. What kind of bobber do you have on your fishing pole?
I don't know.
Say a Phil wobble bobber.
No.
Okay.
Just say wobble bobber.
Okay. With a flu flu? With a pink flu flu? Do you like to play with the worms?
Yes.
Yes. You kind of like to do that more than even fish, huh? Yeah.
You know, there's worms outside right now.
Yeah, you could probably go find them.
When it rains, the worms come out of the ground.
Oh, tell Mitch what we put in the pond in the back.
What'd you put in the pond?
Why do you look confused? We haven't put anything in the pond except for the one day.
Minnows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bought a whole bunch of minnows and put them in there.
You're going to clean that thing up.
Is that pretty cool? You have to answer. You wanted to talk. Quit hitting the damn thing.
Start calling it Josh.
Yeah. Or Foster. Alright, you done?
No.
You're not done talking?
I don't want this.
What about that?
How about that?
Is that better?
Alright.
Yeah.
Now you can chat up a storm.
Nope.
Nope.
How many fish do you think you're going to catch this summer?
A lot.
A lot?
You know, every time you go to the cabin. Hey, over here. Yeah.
Yeah, look towards Mitch.
Every time you go to the cabin, you know what you got to tell your mom? Say, I want to go fishing. Then Dad can take you out fishing. Because Dad likes taking you fishing. You don't want to go fishing with me. We don't catch anything. We're just out there floating around.
So I told
Charlotte, because Charlotte was whining that I was going to go turkey hunting.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, why do you have to leave? Because she's like attached to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like ridiculous. She's like, why do you have to go? Why do you have to go for 3 days or whatever? I'm like, Mitch is a really bad turkey hunter.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to. And I have to help him get a turkey. Oh, okay.
Okay. She's like, oh, I can see that.
Is that funny?
Charlotte's funny.
Charlotte's something.
She's something. Stop. Yeah, so now you can go fishing up north. And we went and got your dad's boat out.
Yeah, you were there.
There's a squirrel in it.
You want to tell them about the squirrel?
Remember at my house?
Tell the people that are listening about the squirrel that we saw in Mitch's garage.
Me and Charlotte found it first, not you guys.
Yeah.
But where did you find it? You were in the shed, and you guys didn't listen, and you started walking towards the workshop, and then you opened the door to the workshop, and what did you say?
So what'd you say?
There's a squirrel in here. Oh, we said, no way. Like, what?
Yeah, like, where? I thought it was outside.
Yeah, we're like, that doesn't make any sense.
There's a squirrel in here. And, yep, walked over into the workshop, and there's a squirrel running around my toolbox.
Yeah, he's running around the workshop. Something would happen. Are you going to talk? Can I take this back?
Nope. Actually, yes.
Yes.
So we pull my boat up to the... I'm just going to keep that off. Pull my boat up to the shop, or the shed, backed it in there. Had the tarp on it. Mitch put a canoe over the top, then put a tarp over the top of that so the water went off. And it looked clean. Yeah. Like, there was little remnants of something up in front. It almost looked like bird poop, but it wasn't. And then Lila and Charlotte, I'm going to bring this back. Lila and Charlotte walked over towards the workshop. There's a door that connects the workshop to the shed. They're like, there's a squirrel in here. We're like, what are you talking about? We didn't believe them whatsoever. And I walked over there. There's a freaking wet. It was a big, fat red squirrel. Probably the biggest red squirrel I've ever seen. He was running around the shop, just staying on the outer edge. I was like, Mitch, there's a freaking squirrel in here. So I went and I opened the door, and then I opened the entry door or whatever. And then I went and walked behind it, and he jumped down and ran out and watched it run the 120 yards to the woods. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, then we found its nest or its home.
You didn't believe us.
I didn't believe you.
I still don't know how it got. I mean, it'll be interesting to see how it got in there.
How it got where the nest is?
Because I looked and I buttoned everything, and I didn't even think mice could get into any of that. Somehow squirreled.
It has to be through the front there where the casting platform is. Between the casting platform and where the...
Something.
There's just got to be something there.
I'm just hoping it didn't get into anything.
We saw him
wires.
We saw him running from the side of
it. Yeah. In the workshop? Yeah.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting when you dig into that on Saturday or whatever day.
Yeah, I hope, because that's where all the wires run.
Mm-hmm.
Is right in there. I have them...
I don't know if squirrels really chew up wires, maybe. I don't know. Maybe that's a mouse thing.
I hope it's not. I hope it's an electrical wire and not a transducer wire.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a transducer wire, I will not be happy.
I might have an extra one, though.
Yeah. We'll see. I don't know. Whatever.
We'll see what happens.
If I have to put a new Helix 8... with Megaside imaging on the credit card. Gotta put it on the credit card.
I need a transducer, so I might as well just go buy a new depth finder.
Well, if it chews up the transducer from the Lowrance, that Lowrance is discontinued, so I can't get that transducer anymore.
Mm.
So, it's pretty much worthless. Because I don't use the mapping on that. I use the mapping on the Hummingbird. So... yeah.
Maybe. We'll see.
Let's just hope it didn't.
I hope it didn't.
The only thing I use on that Lowrance is the damn side imaging, which kind of sucks because it's a 12-inch screen. But we'll find out.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be interesting. I'm going to... why do you make so much noise? Stop. So Saturday, I'm going to take the kids. Kaylee's leaving for the weekend.
Don't touch it.
Don't.
It's going to get taken away.
I brought you into this world. Yeah. Don't unravel it. So I'm going to take two older ones to their aunt's place, drop them off in the morning, pick them up in the evening, but I'm going to put... I bought two new batteries. Cabela's has their...
AGMs.
AGM batteries on sale. I went... so... on my boat, which I run a 12 volt 55 pound thrust
thrush.
What's the brand on that?
What, Minn Kota?
The trolling motor. It's not a Minn Kota.
Motor guide.
It works great for my little boat. So then what I end up doing so I don't run out of battery is I've been running two 12-volt batteries in a 12-volt series. I've never ran out of batteries on that mm-hmm. damn thing. But last summer, the two times I took it out, ran out of battery right away, so the batteries are done. So I went and picked up two AGMs. They're 22 series, so they're a little bit smaller than the bigger ones, which is mm-hmm. nice. But I figured it's not going to matter because they're two smaller 12-volt batteries, but they're hooked up in a series, so then it still shouldn't run out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to put those in. I need to get a new bilge pump and put that in, and then just make sure everything works.
Mm-hmm.
And then
We can get into the rest of it next week.
Yeah.
Because Jamie said he's coming in next week. Rick's coming in next week. Maybe we can get the other two, Kenzie and Ron, in so we can do some shit talking about the broken prop. Or the week after that, I guess. Because we'll have a week. Well, next week we can talk about fishing opener, and then the week after that we could do some shit talking for the broken prop.
Yeah.
Which this year...
Expectations and goals.
This year we're going to have 5 boats for the first time up there. 5. And 11 guys. So it'll be very interesting.
Mm-hmm. See you later, buddy.
You want to say goodbye? Say goodnight to the peoples. What are you doing? Hop toe. Get. You ever been on a bar stool before?
What?
Say goodnight.
Goodnight.
Weirdo. See you later, buddy.
Go to sleep good, okay?
Good night.
Give Michelle. Give Michelle a hug.
Mitch isn't here. No. She knew it was problematic.
Yeah. Who's not here? Who? Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah, next week Rick and Jamie will come in. Rick will tell his turkey hunting story.
We'll get in a little bit.
He said he picked up a diaphragm call and he called that in with the diaphragm call. Yeah. Which is sweet.
I'm interested.
No decoys either.
Yeah, I'm interested to hear the story.
Yeah,
and I don't want to ask him. I don't want to know anything.
Yeah, I gave him my last heavy shot.
Yeah,
4, 5, 6, and 7s. So those shells shot 4 fucking turkeys this year, which is awesome. And fuck yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I'll be going. I'm probably going to go Memorial weekend.
Yeah.
I want to get turkey. So I think I don't think I'm bringing my boat up Memorial weekend.
Matt did say you could come up there. So you could pull your boat up there.
We'll see, because Memorial weekend wise.
Are you on 410s, Bellin?
Yeah, I'm on 410s now.
Oh, fuck.
So if I can leave Friday early morning.
No, I'll leave Thursday night. Meet them or go up to the Greeble plantation, shoot your turkey Friday morning, and then take your boat and head up to the cabin. Cool. Meet the wife and the kid up at the cabin.
Well, I mean, I still got Daniel's boat up there anyways.
Oh yeah.
So I was thinking,
and just, it's busy as hell too.
Yeah, it's not, yeah, like, I mean, I would probably do some pan fishing, and I'm sure we'll be working on something up there anyways,
which you can do out of her boat.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because we have a little Hummingbird 5 in there. But, no, I think if I really wanted to, I was going to talk to him and be like, hey, and then run up there.
He said.
Friday morning, and then go Friday morning, hunt, hopefully shoot a bird in the morning, then come home, and then get Danielle, the baby, everything, heads up. And then head up to the cabin. And then just kind of hang out and hopefully do a little pan fishing or whatever. But
yeah.
I was thinking about spending the money on a boat cover and leaving it up north, but we'll see what happens.
I need spiders. I have Don't spray. Press these things against me.
I have spray for that.
Oh, yeah.
And spray for that too.
Walter, get out of here.
But yeah, so even if I didn't go to Matt's place, I was gonna run around up north.
Yeah, he did say when I was up there, he did say you could come up for Memorial Day.
I figured they were having like a family thing up there, so I didn't want to bug him.
Probably, but whatever. He's probably gonna take the kids out, sit in the blind, whatever.
Yeah.
take that fucking blind. I do like. I wish. I don't know what kind of blind that is.
It's just a not. It's a cheap shit. Like,
but it's awesome.
Yeah, it's a nice blind for
gun hunting.
Yeah,
because it
it has more room in it than I thought.
It's so people. So on. Basically, the back side of the blind. It zips from the top to the bottom.
On both corners.
On both corners. Both sides. So it folds up like a freaking garage door. Yeah,
so you could... I don't know if it's designed that way to, like, put a four-wheeler in there to, like, hide it if you're hunting or like, what. Or, like,
get somebody with a wheelchair in there,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So, like, when me and Josh went in there, we unzipped both sides, opened it up, threw the decoys out.
Just super handy.
Dude, it was awesome. But then, so the screen, so, like, all the snap, I'll post them up, too.
Think they'll ever make a fish house like that?
That'd be cool. That would be pretty
Especially
sweet.
For, like, well, because, an option just for a day.
So, it's made, so, like... That option is for when it's staked down.
Yeah.
So then those other three sides stay where they are, and then you can fold that up, other side up, and walk in and out of there. It's awesome. Yeah. But I have a bunch of videos and shit, but... So when I was taking video, I had the camo screen up because it's super easy. Each side had two slits in the screen.
Mm-hmm.
So you can stick your fucking gun barrel out there, mm-hmm. and they never see you. Like,
you're gonna have to screw with that.
That's why I want to figure out what kind of blind it is, because the full side
mm-hmm.
unzip and the screen, it was awesome. Besides, I think that was the blind that Dad left out all year when he was crossbow hunting, because it was faded.
Oh.
Josh brought it up. He's like, it looks like this thing sat outside for 2 years. I'm like, I bet my dad used this one for crossbow hunting that first could be. Year.
It's a pretty cheap material.
It is,
like,
but it's
thick and it's non-breathable. Like, yeah. But, yeah, it's like a real cheap tent kind of thing. And it's obviously camo, so, yeah, but that, like, sits in the sun for a little bit.
Josh had his fold-up camping chair, you know, just a regular camping chair. And then I bought that one. I don't even know what you'd call it, like a director's chair.
Yeah.
I bought that from the gas station. And,
at a convenient
We
price.
Had the... yeah, it wasn't bad.
That's a lot of money for a fucking chair.
Well, it's an ice fishing chair. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. And it was at a gas station.
Yeah, it'll get used.
Oh, for sure. That's my new ice camping chair. But, so we had those side by side. And we had a decent amount of room. Like, we were fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a bow hunting blind. It was a... I'm going to find out what fucking company makes.
Yeah, I'd have to look into it.
That whole thing, because I like all those options that were in that blind.
Mm-hmm.
And it was small. It wasn't... It's probably 5 feet tall. Maybe...
I don't know. I don't remember.
Maybe 5.5 feet
tall. I was in there for a whole 30 seconds.
Yeah. So it was cool. I liked it. It worked out good. I don't know. I did buy that, what's that company, that call that I bought?
Woodhaven. Hunting Public.
The Hunting Public glass call. I thought glass and crystal were the same, because we're new to turkey hunting. This is our third year turkey hunting.
Basically our third day.
Basically. Yeah. Because every year we went before this, we only hunted for a full day.
Yeah.
So I thought glass and crystal were the same. They're not.
Mine's crystal.
Yours is crystal. Mine's glass. Like, legit glass, because I dropped it and I broke it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I broke a chunk out of the one side. Me and Josh, we were coming back Saturday night. We were trying to get them to gobble, figure out where they were roosted up. And I dropped it. It hit the floor in the corner of the Ranger. And I heard a tink.
Really?
I'm like, fuck. It broke out a good chunk about that size. Really? It wasn't on any of the parts that I had scratched up already.
Yeah,
so.
Which just kind of probably fucks with it a little bit.
No, it sounded fine, but...
It sounded good enough.
It was good enough. It brought in three fucking birds, so...
You could cut your hand on it.
Finger in maybe there. I'll put some duct tape or something. I don't fucking know. Whatever.
Maybe they make a replacement glass or something.
I'm not worried about it. It still sounds good. It's, I've done a shit ton of research, watched a lot of videos, read a lot, because it's when we get into something, I watch a lot of YouTube. I read a lot about shit. Like, I just go balls deep into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I did. So when you have the glass, they give you this little fucking, it almost looks like a diaphragm call case, what the Woodhaven calls, when you buy a pot call. And it has the scratcher for, like, slate.
Mm-hmm.
And then they give you these fucking weird, it's not sandpaper, it's like almost spiderweb shit, but mm-hmm. So that's what you use to score the glass.
Hmm.
Not the sandpaper, because the sandpaper shit just smooths it out.
Mm-hmm.
It took me 2 days to learn that. So you fucking don't use the sandpaper shit on the glass call. This, as of right now, next year, I'll probably, you know, say I was totally wrong a year ago. But so I use this sandpaper or this other shit, and it really scored up, and it really fucking sounded good. So the Woodhaven Hunting Public glass call, I think it's maple. I think the wood is maple. That thing's fucking money. Mm-hmm. I like it a lot. But then as we sat out there for like 6 hours Saturday night trying to get mad a bird, we took both ground blinds and put them side by side and set up the decoys, because Matt was using a bow, and I did a lot of research on strikers too. So like there's a lot of different strikers out there, and like I don't know who it was, I think Woodhaven has them, but you can get like an aluminum's even more high pitched than glass or crystal.
Mm-hmm.
But it's basically waterproof, especially if you get there's a waterproof striker that you can get with it too.
Hmm.
There's a fucking huge wormhole you can go down with that shit. And I went on to that 6 hours we were sitting there, I went on the forums and what's the best striker slat, you know, whatever the fuck. And I went through a lot of stuff and did a lot of reading on that. So like, you can get aluminum with a waterproof striker, and you don't have to worry about a fucking thing.
It's very cool.
It's interesting. And there's a shit ton of different strikers out there too. So it's cool. And then like even, so I went to Cabela's last weekend. You know, they got bought out by Bass Pro. Bass Pro is a Southern company. They have a lot of fucking turkey shit there. Like Cabela's usually doesn't have shit, you know, especially the stuff you're actually looking for. But when it comes to turkey hunting, they had some nice fucking decoys there. They had the Avianex strutter, which is what we use, but we put a real Jake fan on there. So it's the Avianex Jake strutter. And they had the, there's a motion base included in the package, and it was like $150.
Yeah.
Where the decoy alone is, I think, $130 or something like that.
Yeah, electronic motion
base. Yeah. So the, I do like that fucking Avianex strutter though.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's nice, especially when you throw a real turkey fan on there, or Jake fan on there. It's nice.
Yeah, it looks sharp. Looks really sharp.
It's fucking cool. That's what the Jake went and destroyed. Is he sitting at the top of the stairs?
I think he went up now. He's probably at the top of the stairs.
Kind of wondering if he shut that door.
I don't know.
Yeah, he's fine. But, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I was just using the heavy shot. I think it was 2 ounce, 4, 5, 6s, and 7s. That shit, I mean, that's 5 turkeys.
Mm-hmm.
And they...
Why change?
They haven't gone... all 5 turkeys haven't gone farther than 15 feet combined. They just fucking... They're done. Mm-hmm. And I think Josh shot his at 25, 30 yards. And he had maybe... He did find 2 pellets in the breast.
Mm.
Otherwise, I hadn't had any holes or any BBs in any breast on any birds.
Did you cook yours?
Yeah, we had some casserole last night. It was or two nights ago. That was fucking good.
It's
just like regular turkey.
Gotta do the thing.
Yeah, I will. I have a shit ton, so. But then, I wish you could have stayed like a fucking another hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you would have got, yeah, you would have been able to test out that 410.
Mm-hmm.
And next year I will have, I've been bouncing back and forth from the Stevens single shot 410 or the Rossi Tuffy 410. And I was, last year I was all about the Tuffy 410. This year I was like, fuck it, Stevens 410, because it's, you can find everything for it, and you can actually buy the 20 gauge combo, which I'm not going to, I don't want a 20 gauge, I want a 410 for turkeys. But watched a couple more videos when I was homesick with the baby this week or last week, and a huge thing, and which is a big thing why I want to buy the 410 as well, is the Rossi Tuffy. I mean, it looks cool as shit.
Mm.
It's super light, but it also has, I think, two spacers in the shoulder pad area.
Yeah, butt.
Just the stock, yeah, whatever. The butt area that you can take out those two spacers for youth hunters. That's as cool. Well. So that, and that's the main reason why I want to get it. I mean, I want to shoot everything with 410 with TSS from now on, turkey wise. Mm-hmm. But I want to put a fucking red dot on there. And when we have, you know, Matt's kids or my kids or your kid, or when Ron takes his kids out too, like, or Kenzie's kid, all you have to say is put that red dot on his head and pull the trigger.
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
So you don't, you know, it's basically foolproof unless, you know, adrenaline's pumping and they're, you know, getting jacked up, buck fever, shit like that.
Yeah, shit happens.
Yeah.
But that's as simple as you can make it for a new hunter.
Yeah. So it'll be fun. It'll be cool. And that, there's a, what the fuck? What was that? You calm down up there. Lay down, you big dumb shit. So the best, there's a, I wish I could remember the YouTube channel, but there's a lot of YouTube channels out there that do 410 testing and 410 TSS testing, but it's like 20, 30 fucking minutes, and they, you know, film them walking or talking about stupid shit. But there's this one couple, they're probably early to mid 50s, and they test out a lot of shit, like rifles, all this other stuff. But if you type in 410s and TSS, they'll pop up in one of the first few searches. But they'll test out, like, they'll have one gun and a choke, and they'll test out six shells. Video's only like 8 minutes long.
Yeah, super quick.
It's super quick, super to the point. They get it. And it's fucking awesome. And I've watched a shit ton of their stuff. I know I sent you a picture. Clicked into my gallery. The first thing it was is a emoji eggplant that's veiny. And a chick riding a bike up it.
That's disgusting.
Verdict. So Verdict, yeah. Verdict ammo or shotgun shells. They're hand-loaded shells. And that's another thing I learned with the turkey shells is you're going to pay a little bit more, especially for the TSS, because they hold that fucking tight pattern. But hand-loaded shells from these companies, there's like four or five different companies out there that, or actually there's way more than that, four or five main companies that hand-load their fucking shotgun shells for turkey hunting, and they hold a ridiculous pattern. But Verdict made their own choke for their TSS shells, and it's called the Gavel, and it's got a purple, it's like an inch and a half purple that sticks out of the end of the barrel. Looking. And that was a tight ass fucking pattern.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
But it would be nice to, you know, to have that for like if me or you or Josh or Matt or whoever is going to use that 410, you put that Verdict choke in there with the Verdict shells. But then when a kid uses it, because that thing holds, that thing's like a little bit bigger than a basketball at 40 yards, which would be tight as fuck at 20 or 15.
Yeah.
So then, like, all right, you take that choke out, you put the stock choke in for when kids are going to use it, and then it'll be a beach ball at 30, mm-hmm. which is perfect, you know. Put that bitch on its head, put that red dot on its head, and pull the trigger.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, I don't know. I got a lot of time on my hands when the kids are sick. Other than that, I'm not staying up late at night anymore.
No.
Because these fuckers are getting me up in the middle of the night. But I don't know. It's a lot of fun. It's like anything else, like syrup making. Fucking watch 1,000 videos on YouTube.
YouTube's like technically like the new magazines.
It is. It's so information. Like, if you have the time and the attention span and whatever to
well, I mean, it's no different than
focus in on it
back in the day in a magazine. Like,
right?
You know, if you're gonna look into turkey hunting, well, you might, you know, you want to talk about time, like sitting there reading, you know, say like, I don't know, for fishing game,
and especially you're like, well, us because we read slow.
Yeah, they're like, oh, you know, well, this was, you know, pretty informational, but you spent a lot of time reading it. You're like, oh, I'm going to try this.
And it's
NWTF
more of a
magazine.
Yeah, and it's more of a story than it is. Yeah.
And no, but I like watching YouTube and everything, everybody, all the content out there for anything that you freaking need. And you can take it or leave it. Everybody's different. Mm-hmm. Everybody does their own thing.
But that's how we learned how to waterfall hunt from zinc videos.
Yeah.
From Clucking Crazy on. We bought all of them until they got rid of, basically until they got
they
rid
stopped
of,
making movies.
Field.
Yeah.
Field and Clay.
Yeah.
Until they went their separate ways. And then, we learned from watching the actual motions and shit. I can read a lot of shit and not comprehend half of it.
Mm-hmm.
But if I watch a video, okay, yeah, this is how I'm supposed to fucking
visual learner.
Yeah. It's that ADHD. But yeah, I don't know. Turkey hunting's here, like Rick said in the Snapchat group. I'm fucking addicted now. I understand how you guys get addicted to this. Because I never had a...
I didn't give two shits about turkeys.
I didn't give one fuck about turkeys.
They're ugly as sin.
Yeah, but like, you learn how to call. Then you call them in, they come.
They interact with you.
Yeah, they come to your decoy, and it's like, you shoot them, it's like, that was fucking sweet.
You call them, they call you.
I want to do it again.
And then when you do the dance.
Then when you get bored of shooting with a 12 gauge, you switch to a 20 or a 410 or a bow.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, and then you get out of the ground blind, and then you start stalking them and shit like that, or do what Will does up in the fucking woods in Minnesota. You don't even use a fucking decoy, you just...
Yeah, Northwoods.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a blast. I highly recommend it for anybody. I mean, obviously, any hunting can be frustrating, but it's take it how you want. I'm waiting for him to fall down the stairs. He was just itching himself, and he was like, almost fall.
He's such a fat fuck.
But any hunting, you know, deer hunting, turkey hunting, whatever, can be extremely frustrating. But, I mean, you just have to make it what you want of it.
And
I mean, I look at any kind of hunting, like, I could go, even, like, the parks, like, I did shoot a nice buck or whatever in the park hunts, but I was planning on getting more does and, you know, sat in two different parks for almost 4 weekends and didn't get an opportunity, but the interactions that I had, the things I've learned, the scouting and stuff like that, and that's part of what, like, I would like to go to Matt's and just shoot a turkey. Seems more, it's not guaranteed, but my chances are a lot higher there. But part of me wants to go up north and just see what it's like. I might not get a turkey. High chance that I might not get a turkey.
The worst part of you not staying longer than you did, we didn't play one fucking hand of euchre.
Yeah.
That was the worst part. And that you would have shot one of those toms.
Yeah.
But, so, like, when we started out, it's like, okay, we know we're not good at calling. So what do? We drop a couple $100 on fucking DSD decoys, which was, and we got to borrow some of Dan's decoys too. So we had really nice, realistic decoys. And even now, like last year, you found those Avianex LCD feeder hens. So we added two more. And I bought the Avianex Strutter Jake. So, like, we have five fucking decoys now that are pretty fucking realistic. Like,
yeah, they're good decoys.
Those are the probably DSD and Avianex are probably the nicest decoys on the market. And us coming from a fucking waterfall background, I love decoys. I love buying decoys, and I'm surprised we didn't buy another decoy this year. Like, but Josh and Matt, they want a Strutter Jake decoy, and because just because it worked, because like you get a Strutter Jake decoy out there, turkeys can see that bitch from a long ways away. That's the main thing is like, and that food plot is probably 200 yards long by 60 yards wide. There's some little bit of hills in there, and but then you have the high line too where you throw that Strutter decoy out there.
Yeah, you see it from a long way.
Yeah, and it's, I love decoys. We're gonna end up like Dan, where that first year we went up to Matt and Josh's place, he came in to do a podcast at Mitch's house, and he brought two, like, if you know what I'm talking about, waterfall decoy bags, like the biggest waterfall decoy bags that you can think of. He brought two of those over, and they were filled with fucking turkey decoys. It was like, this is fucking awesome. And he's like, oh, I don't like that one. This one's shit. These ones are junk. Blah, blah, blah. Take, you know. And we ended up taking, I don't even know. I know two of them, or one of them was a DSD hen, a feeder hen, which those things are fucking, I want to get a couple of those, a couple more of those. But I'm going to end up like that. I don't know if it's we, but I'm definitely going to keep.
I don't know. We'll see. I mean,
you don't have to.
I know. Well, I mean,
We have two Avianex LCD feeder hens with a Avianex LCD Strutter Jake right now, and then a DSD laydown hen hashtag Stormy Daniels with a three-quarter DSD three-quarter strut Jake. So like, we don't have to buy any more decoys whatsoever. Like, we're fine. But like, with four of us up there for opening weekend, it's like, all right, you take this, especially if they pick up a Strutter Jake by themselves. Like, all right, I do want two DSD hen feeder hens, because I think those are the shit. I want those fuckers bad. So I'll probably buy those fuckers.
I'd like to try the tactic of two guys or groups or whatever sitting like 100 to 200 yards away from each other with decoys each, and then you're kind of calling somewhat at each other, and then like see what happens with turkeys that come in. Like, are they interested in one group, or do they like the other group? Or, and you can kind of do it with like, hey, maybe you only have a Jake and a hen in one group, and then the other one has two Jakes, and to see if, like...
I think that would be a good tactic on the high line, because it's so wide and so long.
Well, you could do it on the food plot, too, but down in that corner, and then...
Right. Either on the food plot or on both hilltops on the high line.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be able to hear each other with, like, a glass or a crystal call, and then... Depending on, because the neighbor's property to the north, they're those big fucking oak trees. The birds love it in there too.
There's a lot of spots on that property that I'd like to go to other than the Highline too, though.
Yeah.
Just to see stuff.
Go something set different. Up by the camper.
His uncle's camper
there.
Yeah, I mean, they got
those fucker, dude. I wish you were there.
They got that area too, and then they got that other field, and I mean, they're. there's a lot of potential in a lot of areas that we could hunt, and we have not hunted. I mean, like I said,
the biggest.
Okay, we've hunted for 3 years, but we've honestly hunted for 3 days. Like, we haven't scratched the surface on.
I got 4 days.
Yeah.
You got 2.5.
Yeah.
You only got about half day in this year. The biggest thing I noticed, it was after you left. It was Saturday morning. So Matt went, we set up his ground blind over by his uncle's camper because that's where the turkey, those big fucking turkeys were that were on the road. Two of the toms disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
And then two of the other toms picked up, it was like 4 or 5 hens. And any experienced turkey hunter is like, yeah, no shit, you dumb fuck, after what I'm about to say. Those two big toms had those 5 hens. They did not give a shit about what the rest of the world was doing. All they cared about were those 5 hens in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they strutted. It was for an hour and a half from the road to back where Josh usually puts his stand. Or his blind.
Hmm.
Hour and a half, they were at full strut that whole time, following these hens that were just slowly pecking the ground.
Yep.
And slowly moving, and they ended up back there.
Yeah, they got their hens.
And then we went, picked up firewood, or we moved the blinds, picked up firewood, and we came back. And they were on their way back, and they crossed the road again.
Hmm.
So they went wherever. They disappeared in the woods behind the camper. And then they came back and took that same exact line back across the road into those pine trees across the road.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
If those fucking people across the road wanted to lease that area out, it's insane. Like, we took a drive that evening. There's so many fucking pine trees across. Like, it's insane.
Really?
It's cool. But, yeah. I don't know. I love turkey hunting.
It's a blast.
I love bird hunting. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's a good time.
And if it was less windy, I would have been in the saddle. But it was, that whole weekend, it was 20 plus mile an hour winds, and it was cold as shit. Yeah, we had snow all day Friday.
Yeah, you can have that saddle shit.
All day. I wanted to shoot one. That I told Matt after we did that podcast Saturday night, I was like, if you want to shoot those fucking turkeys, if they take that same line, you can be up in a saddle. I said, you could be between the house and that his uncle's camper, which is about 200 yards difference. I said, split the difference where those turkeys went this morning. I said, climb up in that fucking tree and sit in the saddle. Yeah. Which, with a bow, it would kind of suck shooting down on a turkey.
Mm-hmm.
With a gun, it would be better, but
yeah, I'm not sold on that.
But yeah, we saw a shit ton of birds this year, or opening weekend.
So far,
yeah, it was cool. Rick got a nice one. Josh, I mean, for the years we've been up there, Josh hasn't shot one.
Yeah, this is his first year,
and he shot one. He was,
that I've heard of him shooting one. So
yeah, he was pretty jacked about that. That was pretty cool. It was a awesome. I think we're going to be going up there opener weekend every year now. As long as Matt, or I guess it depends on Matt, when Matt's on call or not. But
mm-hmm. We can figure it out. We can figure it out in the 7 weeks. If it's got to be a little later, whatever.
If it's the first weekend or second, he's not going to be on call for 2 weekends in a row.
But, yeah, that too.
But yeah, first weekend or second weekend. That was cool. It was fun. It was a great experience. Fucking those gobbles have that bass to it when they're right, you know, within 60 yards. They have that deep bass that, like, shakes you to your soul. It's like, oh, that's awesome.
It's a good time, man.
It was a great time.
I look forward to it every year. I watch a lot of, on paternity leave, I watch a lot of turkey hunting. I got really excited for it.
You'll get that 410. That 410 will eat next year.
I won't use that 410 next year.
Why?
I don't need to.
Different 410?
Yeah, I'll use a different one. I'm not going to take that one.
Are you going to get a Stevens?
I don't know. I'll look around.
Stevens are more accessible, like choke wise. I looked it up in
the more user friendly.
Kinda, yeah. It's, I mean, you can buy the combo with a red dot on it.
I already have a red dot for it.
Yeah, but like,
I'll be
that. That's why I was gonna buy a Stevens, because you can find them in stores. Mm-hmm. And you can find the chokes and this and that. But I looked up the chokes for the Rossies and the whole buttstock thing. Taking it out for kids, which would be fucking awesome. Cause I don't know. He said, what did Matt say? 2 years, his oldest will probably be ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you know, after that, it's like, all right, are they going to come up for, are we going to keep that man weekend, or are we going to, you know, bring your boys up or whatever?
Wouldn't matter.
No, exactly. It's like, if they want to come up, it's like, yeah, let them shoot first, and then I'll call, and whatever they can shoot, I'll take the two spacers out. Mm-hmm. Get that thing that Ronnie got for his daughter. He's got a
I got one of those.
Well, his is a tripod.
Yeah.
And then you just rest the gun right on it, so it's super, super simple.
Yeah, I got a shooting stick.
Yeah, which would
for
be
Danielle.
But yeah, it would be fun to run and gun with two guys. One guy calls, one guy, you know.
Yeah, no, I'll definitely have a different gun next year. It might. I'm hoping it's 410. Might be 20. We'll see. I'm gonna do a bunch of digging, but I would like to shoot one with a 410. But
in my opinion, a 20 and a 12 aren't that much difference. You know, turkey hunting wise.
No, they're not. They're not much difference. But I might just evaluate what I got going on with. I might go get a Beretta or Benelli, 20 gauge.
All for.
For waterfall hunting, and then I might just switch out a choke rather than spend. And the 410s or 20 gauge single shots are, you know, pretty cheap or reasonable price, which wouldn't be a big deal. I could just have that for that.
Yeah.
But we'll see what I'm thinking at that point in time, and I just got to do a lot of digging. They make a turkey gun for Super Black Eagle 3s now. Pistol grip, everything looks fucking cool as shit. Obviously, I'm not gonna get that. But
what's the price tag on that?
Probably,
bitch?
I don't. Expensive.
Gonna be like over 12.
Oh god, starting's probably like 19.
Yeah.
I
was just thinking because it's a turkey gun, it would be cheaper.
What gun did I look up the other day?
Mossbergs are huge. Mossberg has a pistol grip that's in what's that camo? What's the turkey camo?
Bottomland.
That was another big one in 20 and 410.
That's what the Super Black Eagle is too.
Yeah, but that runs about $550.
Oh, it was an A5 20 gauge. That's what it was. A5. I looked up.
Is that a brand?
No, it's a Browning. It's an old. It's an old gun that made the.
It's got the hump on the back.
Yeah, I mean it's cool. I wasn't like a huge fan of it. Not that I'm not a fan of it, but hold on.
That couple does, they bought a Mossberg. It's a straight up turkey gun. I've seen the 20 gauge version at Scheels, but they have a 410 version as well.
The A5, I wanted to make sure I was right on the price. So like I saw an advertisement for the A5 20 gauge, and I was like, that'd be kind of cool. Like, you know, I was like, if I shot it and I liked it, I really liked it, I'd be like, yeah, maybe I'll save up. And then I fucking looked up the price, and it's starting at 19.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? No.
Because what, they came out with the new A5 4 years ago?
Something like that.
With the hump on the back?
Yeah.
And, I don't know.
I'm not looking into that.
What did Pete tell me to get? So I am going to go with the Rossi 410 for...
The SX3.
With the SX3? The semi-automatic?
Yeah.
Yeah. Winchester, because he said you can get it for about, I'm going to get that and a 20 gauge for waterfall hunting, because he said you can get it for about $800.
I get the SX4.
Either one.
It's way better.
I don't care. Nah, whatever.
It's got a lot better features than the 4.
I'll probably use the Beretta this year again, because I still have all that 12 gauge shit that I was supposed to use up this year in North Dakota, but it didn't happen. So I'll use some of it up this year and then give it away, and then...
The cheapest thing for me to do would be just get a single shot 410, which would be fine.
I think you should go with the Stevens. Because Stevens does make a pistol grip, just like the Rossi. Just, it doesn't have the shell holders in the stock.
Mm-hmm.
Stevens does make one of those as well. So it's all set up just like that, which would be fucking sweet. You have the mm-hmm. red dot, and then whatever ammo, if you want to go with the Verdict ammo. That's the thing, is like, so the Rossi is, I want to say, 220 to 250.
I already got fucking stupid
410. Oh yeah, ammo. Shells. So the Rossi Tuffy is about 220 to 250. The Verdict gavel choke is $100, so that's 350. And then probably two boxes of shells is going to be about $120. So it's a whole fucking setup for $540, $550.
Yeah, I'm trying to
which
stay.
I meant to
try standard two.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if you throw a TSS, those, I mean, the Stevens, what is it, a 301, it comes with a turkey choke. So mm-hmm. does the Rossi Tuffy. It comes with a turkey choke. But these, my plan next year is me and Ben are going to go out to Colorado and chase Miriams and Rios.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be running through the mountains, or not running, walking with fucking breathing heavy through the mountains. And I don't want to carry a fucking 12 or a 20 gauge around. That Rossi is super fucking light, so I'll throw that bitch over my back, and then we'll get after him that way. Mm-hmm. So, and I want to be able to shoot that fucking, I mean, it was a basketball at 40 yards. So it's like, I think it's $183 for two tags. You can shoot two Miriams, two Rios, one Rio, one Miriam, you know. So I don't want to, I'm going to get that fucking gun, then we're going to fucking go, and we're going to see what happens.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting, because me and Ben both have probably only hunted private land, and his private land is way better than the private land that we hunt as well, because it borders a park.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I want the 410 because it's super light, and that was the one thing that the one guy said. He was comparing the Stevens 301 to the Rossi Tuffy. And he's like, Stevens 301 is great. Bobo, he went through his whole fucking spiel. He's like, but this Rossi is super light. He's like, it's insanely light compared to the Stevens. And they both pattern well, whatever, you know, mm-hmm. shit like that. So I want to get a nice low profile red dot sight for it and take it from there.
Mm-hmm.
Be pretty sweet.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah,
I got options. I mean, I got three turkey guns just sitting there at home.
You got a 12, 20, and a 410.
Well, I mean, yeah, I got those, but I have that Maverick that I could make into a turkey gun.
That'd be cool.
I have the SXP. I have the 410. Danielle's got a BPS. Danielle's got a Stoger.
My thing is, I just wanted to use up those shells before I fucking...
Well, I got 410 shells that I paid fucking $80 for three goddamn shells, so I'm going to use this fucking thing.
Yeah, buy a 410.
Well, I have a 410, but I just don't... I don't like using that.
I wouldn't use that one.
I don't like using that in wet conditions.
It's too fancy.
Yeah, I don't want it to rust. Yeah, it's too fancy of a gun, which is a shame. But I don't... a fancy
grouse,
yeah, a fancy over under like that, like, but I always bring an extra gun grouse hunting, so if it is raining I just take the other gun.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like a, I don't know, kind of a bitch thing, but it's a really nice gun. I don't have too many nice guns.
No, it's a,
that I don't use
like, it's a really nice over and under 410. It's engraved and all that shit. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't fucking,
no,
you took it out turkey hunting because we didn't know it was supposed to snow.
Yeah, sound like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
But, no, we'll see what happens. I don't know. I got a year to ponder on it. We're still in the season this year, so it's tough to for me to talk about next year. Left. Yeah. I mean, before we talked about going out west, I was planning on going to South Dakota on a solo trip next spring, but I won't do that.
No, because we're hoping another trip. We're hoping to go to... Where is it?
Wyoming.
For mule deer.
Yeah.
Next fall.
Yeah, we started buying tags last year.
Put in preference points. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, so that's another hiccup. I need to buy a few things for that.
I need to buy a lot more things for that.
Yeah, I only need like two things.
I need everything. I have the camo.
I need a backpack and some boots. That's all. And then I'm ready to rock.
Yeah. I need optics. A gun. Optics for the gun.
Well, I mean, technically you have a gun, but...
What's that?
I'm using my 7mm.
Oh, yeah.
And you have the one that...
Yeah, but I don't have a scope for that, so I might as well buy a new gun with a scope.
I have a used gun. I have a gun for you in the safe.
Which one's that?
7mm mag.
Is that your father-in-law's?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's what... Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy a used 7mm.
Mag.
Yeah. That'll be good.
It's a nice gun.
Yeah. That'd be sweet. I would. So, yeah, we bought preference points last year. We're going to buy preference points this year, and then fall 25 is our plan, which would be sweet.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be four tards going out there to see what happens.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a shit show.
It's going to
be fun.
Be me and Kenzie and Team Disappointment.
Oh, fuck yeah. We're going to be so disappointed. We're just trying to figure out what we can pack easily. Like, you know, if we get a jet boil, is that going to be too much for ravioli? Or...
Like Chef Boyardee ravioli?
Yeah. Like, is that going to burn it?
I think we're going to go all Mountain House type kind of stuff.
We'll probably just do peanut butter and jellies.
Peanut butter and jellies fucking good, dude.
Yeah, we'll probably just do PB&Js. I had one last night. We'll just do PB&Js, and then we'll probably get the Mountain Ops hot cocoa, because I can't...
Energy hot cocoa?
Yeah, because coffee upsets my tummy.
Mountain Ops is shit. That's all I've been...
Me and Josh will probably bring sleeping bags. It's just for spotting. We'll just, like, lay in our sleeping bags and, like...
I have a camel one.
Nah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't, probably.
Well, I mean, it probably does, but it doesn't matter for me and Josh.
No. Because you're going to go in the same sleeping bag no matter what. Yeah,
me and Danielle will probably buy a two-person, and then me and Josh will end up using it.
Then you'll have, like, a fucking umbrella over the top.
Yeah, we'll probably just drive around with the roof nest open. And then we'll just stop and we'll crawl up there and snuggle up and fucking spot from the roof nest.
That'd be good. That'd be fun. We got a lot of shit coming up in the next couple of years. Hopefully we're all still alive and kicking by then.
Nah, we'll do some serious episodes on that, but...
Yeah. As serious as we get. As serious as this one was for turkey hunting.
I was pretty serious.
Yeah,
decoys,
no.
Decoys, guns. What did you pick up a new call this year?
No, yeah, fuck no.
Did I talk about
it? I'm going to win. Yeah, you talked about yours.
No, did I talk about... Oh, so I kind of brought up Cabela's, and I really didn't get to the point on that, but it was... they got a shit ton of calls and stuff there. Like, mm-hmm. They have a whole fucking aisle... It must be every single call that Woodhaven makes, especially their diaphragms. Like, half the fucking aisle is their diaphragm calls. And if you're one of those guys like me that need a small frame diaphragm, they make them. Like, mm-hmm. They have a 3-pack. They have whatever. I bought one, and I trimmed it down, and it fucking works really nice. Like, yeah, Cabela's... is good for, since they got bought out by Bass Pro Shops, like I was saying, because they're a Southern company, so they have the Southern shit, you know, like, in the South, turkey hunt is huge. So they have the decoys, they have calls, like, it's pretty sweet.
One of the guys I volunteer with for Ducks Unlimited told me a story about this crazy elk hunt that he went on, and in the same camp was, I don't know his fucking name, I'm just going to make one up, so don't quote me on it, but, the guy in the other tent was Roger Cabela.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That was back in the 90s when he was first starting and, like, first getting, like, his stories going. Yeah. I don't know what his name was, but it was Cabela that started Cabela's.
Oh, really?
I was like, oh, that's cool. I was like, did you talk to him? He's like, not really. Like, he's just like, it was just another guy.
Yeah. So when Rich was telling me a story. It was one of the camps he went up to. I don't know if it was bear hunting, elk hunting, whatever. Two of the other guys that were in the camp, one was Babe Winkleman. And I guess he just smokes like a fucking chimney.
Nice.
And the other guy was the guy that makes, what's the scent spray?
Scent killer.
900. Whatever the fuck. The very original one.
Yeah.
So the original one. So let's say it was Scent Killer.
Yeah.
I can't fucking remember. But, and he got so drunk, he gave him the recipe for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's like, yeah, this is the recipe. He's sitting around a campfire, and the guy got so drunk that he just gave out the fucking recipe. Probably where all these other brands came from.
Yeah. He's just a loudmouth.
He made his money, so yeah. It's like, fuck it.
Here's Scent Killer, and then...
Cause it was,
now Rich comes out with this fancy brand scent blocker.
Right.
You know?
So, like, whatever. So, that was pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
No, that's pretty cool. They're like, the story, like, the Cabela thing was cool. Like, I was like, oh, you hunted kind of with, you know, same camp as Cabela. But, like, the story in general is just fucking wild.
Yeah.
Like, dude, guys were all just, like, falling apart everywhere. It was just fucking wild.
Yeah.
And then, like, Jesse had a story of, like, he flew into this, like, I don't know if he was hunting elk or something like that, but it was like a bush plane kind of a thing. And like when you're flying out of it, like you have to go one way and then like hard back the next, and like you have to like give her to get over this mountain. And he's like, you don't really think about it, but you're like, oh yeah, you know, this guy knows what he's doing, whatever. But he's like, you look down in the lake and you see planes in this fucking lake.
Stop.
In this lake they land on. And he's just like, you know what? I'm just not going to look down. Like, I'm like, what the? He's like, yeah, scared shitless. Like, and you're just like, oh, I hope you know what you're doing, man.
That's awesome.
Like, fuck. Yeah. No, I mean, those guys got some cool stories.
I bet.
Yeah.
But, fuck yeah.
Yeah. Well,
all right. Well, we packed up all the shit. We're in my basement. I've been here since January.
Before that.
December.
No. It's probably actually at muzzleloader.
Yeah. That's probably when I took all the stuff up to the cabin and then...
And then just kept it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll probably be back in the studio. Which would be nice for me.
Next week, hopefully. Yeah.
Because I got a brand new chair sitting there and then I don't have to fucking go anywhere.
And a brand new bottle of G&T. Or G. You should get drunk next week.
We'll see.
Let's do it.
With work, it's
tough. If Josh,
I'm a dad, man.
If Josh comes next week, will you get drunk?
Probably.
Yeah.
If Josh gets
Josh,
I got a whole fucking bottle of Prairie Vodka waiting for him up there.
He's gonna switch the chairs immediately, though, because all you did was slide your old chair into his spot and he's gonna say, "Fuck this shit."
That's comfortable. I should get like a cover for it so you don't end up with like tetanus.
Yeah, maybe just like a bed sheet.
Yeah, that'll be weird.
All right. Hopefully next week we'll get old G&T Mitch and Josh. I think Jamie and Rick are coming up. Rick will tell his turkey story. Then we'll start talking about fishing opener. Yeah. Probably get into a little shit talking for the broken prop.
Yeah, my partner will be down.
No. Maybe the week after that. The week...
Team disappointment part deux.
Team sweet... You guys can be sweet and sour.
We could be sweet, bearded sweet and sour or something.
Yeah. Yeah, then the week...
He was eating pizza with chopsticks the other day.
Of course he was. The week after fishing opener, we'll do a... broken prop tourney. We'll see if Kenzie and Ron can make it up. Then we'll just shit talk.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be a super easy trip for them.
Oh yeah,
to my house.
Yeah, they live in Buffalo. Yeah,
yeah.
One of them can pick up the other, and then. God, he's so stupid.
Yeah, he's dumb.
He is so dumb.
Just take him grouse hunting.
All the burrs. Be picking out burrs for years.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about when I get my next dog.
Well, he's the one that saw a fucking deer and he ran halfway across the lake after him.
Yeah, he's a dummy.
Are you stupid? You're so stupid.
But yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. We'll try and do a pre-opener next episode next week. Last year didn't work out so well. No. We had G&T Mitch there.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.